Let's get back to the scene in Lower Manhattan, where WCBS reporter Sean Adams is standing by. Sean?
Right now, I'm a little bit north of where the towers used to be on Hudson and Worth Street near Jay, and all I can tell you is that I'm sure you've seen things like this in the movies portrayed. You know, special effects do a really good job, but actually to witness this, I can tell you this is one of the most disturbing things I've ever seen. On the corner of Park and Church, I was standing, and I had looked up, and you could see that the plane had hit on both sides on one of the towers, the second tower, and the corner was actually burned out, and you could really tell that it was sort of precarious, but no one could have imagined what had happened. You heard this blood-curdling groan, and as I looked up, I saw it bending at that point and coming down, and at that point, everyone instinctively just ran and ran and ran, and you ran and you felt as if you just couldn't run fast enough to get away because of this monstrosity that was tumbling down. I heard one person describe Lower Manhattan to me as Pompeii after Vesuvius, with several blocks of debris down Fulton Street, two blocks east of Broadway. That's how far the debris has spread. The cloud of dust persists. There is a dark cloud of smoke. It is eclipsing the sun in bits and pieces at times. The towers are no more. You cannot see them. They are not there. But between the time that the planes crashed and the collapse, people were evacuated. I've spoken to people who were on the 80s and the first tower, and Joe Da Silva was on the 72nd floor, and I spoke with him.
How was that the last part? Coming from the mall level up to the street level to leave the building, and something happened. The lights went out, and I was walking up the stairs, and I, you know, fell on the stairs. That's where I got these abrasions, so I'm just falling on the stairs.
He was completely covered head to toe in this thick gray soot and dust. He walked up to Canal Street and was just trying to find a way to get in touch with his family. He's from Long Island. Joe Da Silva is his name. Right now, police just pushing people north, trying to keep the streets clear. As soon as ambulances go out, a fresh batch of them replaces them. It is a triage unit just a few blocks south of here. People are being worked on, removed, and now we can only imagine that they're moving on to trying to rescue. We've also heard of gas leaks in the area, and on Church Street a short while ago, there was a suspicious package. We don't know whatever happened with that. Live in Lower Manhattan, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.
All right, and Rich Lamb reporting that the smoke from the debris and the horrific collapse of the World Trade Center is visible as far north as the Tappan Zee Bridge across the Hudson River, north of New York City.
WCBS News Time, 12:17.
Terror strikes the U.S. A special report from WCBS.
We are getting word now from the Pentagon that the Pentagon has ordered two ships into our area warships. The USS George Washington and the USS John F. Kennedy are now en route to New York waters, ordered by the Pentagon following this worst terrorist attack in U.S. history that began with two planes colliding into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. Nothing is left of those Twin Towers right now. Another plane crashed into the Pentagon, a plane also crashing at Camp David, a large plane crashing just outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, at the Somerset County Airport. And the airlines are saying that they have had their planes hijacked, planes that were involved in these attacks across the country. The United States is on full terrorism alert right now. This all began just before 9 o'clock at the World Trade Centers. And in Lower Manhattan, we're going to head there now and get the very latest from the scene. And WCBS reporter Mary Gay Taylor.
Well, emergency workers are trying to clear Lower Manhattan. There is an absolute exodus of people walking north, being pushed. They've closed all buildings. The courts are closed, with the court officers standing in front of them. The police, firefighters, emergency medical workers, paramedics, all the vehicles have all converged on downtown as the buildings, the twin towers, or what was left of them, continue to smoke. You can see it. I've walked all the way north of Canal Street. Every payphone all the way up has lines of people, people trying to call their relatives, say they're okay, or to find people who they know who are working downtown and find out if they are all right. Coming out of the building, the people who were ushered out of it before the two towers collapsed were crying. They were hysterical, some of them falling on the floor. Some people who were on the street described having seen people, actually four or five people, jump from the top of the World Trade Tower, I guess to escape the flames at that point. It's really horrific. A man told me about finding parts of bodies. I've seen bloody shoes.
All right, Mary Gay Taylor, we appreciate it. We're going to have to break in right now and head for the CBS Network News and get the very latest update on the situation.
CBS News Update. I'm Steve Kathan. New York and Washington, targets of terror.
This is an organized, planned attack. It's the nightmare that we have exercised against. It's the nightmare that we have always said we hope never came, but it has come.
Terrorism expert Neil Livingstone, as four hijacked jetliners have crashed. It started with two planes hitting the towers of the World Trade Center in New York. Two American Airlines jets with a total of 156 people on board. Both towers eventually collapsed. A security guard couldn't believe what he was seeing.
People jumping out of windows of the World Trade Center trying to save themselves. Literally jumping to their death.
This woman was outside with a friend when the first tower came down.
He threw me into the wall of a building and covered me. I could feel his heart banging against my back. We were both so sure we were going to die.
Officials there call the loss of life tremendous. A plane crashed into part of the Pentagon, triggering a fire and evacuations. In fact, all of official Washington has now been shut down. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
This is the sound and the scene of controlled panic and pandemonium around the White House. Secret Service and Washington police have now extended the cordon to about four blocks around the White House. That is a closed-off cordon. Downtown Washington near the White House is very much of a ghost town. Many people have fled both the government and private office buildings. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Washington.
The fourth plane, a United 757 with 45 people on board, went down in western Pennsylvania. The FAA has closed U.S. airports, suspending flights. Other major landmarks around the country have been closed down or evacuated as a precaution. There's where the U.S.-Mexico border has also been closed. CBS News Update. I'm Steve Kathan.
Heard live here at WCBS 880. We are now being told that the statewide elections in New York have now been postponed because of this act of terrorism. City Hall also evacuated. Today's primary election in the city, as well as on Long Island, canceled as well. Children are being kept in their schools, only allowed to leave if their parents come to get them. Number of buildings have been evacuated. Mayor Giuliani talked with us earlier. He said there was no warning of this attack, and says that he asks everyone to please remain calm. Anyone in the south of Canal Street area really needs to get out, to walk slowly, but walk directly north. Get out of that dangerous area. Do police a big favor so that they can open up the streets and do their jobs. We're also being told by our reporter Allison Key that hundreds of police officers are now being sent to the area of the World Trade Center trying to get there to look for survivors.
You're listening to continuing coverage of this day like no other day in the history of New York City. Terrorism attack. The city on full terrorism alert. New York City essentially is closed. You should not think about trying to come here. The bridges, the tunnels are closed. The subway service is moving sporadically. Susan was just saying, the police are trying to get anyone in Lower Manhattan out of Lower Manhattan. The World Trade Center, both towers of the World Trade Center are gone. You will never see the skyline of New York from this day forward look like it did yesterday and every day since the World Trade Center was built. So we are continuing our coverage here on WCBS 880, and we invite you to stay with us.
All right, WCBS News Time 1223. We want to go out back onto the area where a person had been working in the building of the Trade Center, the World Trade Center, before the plane crashed into it. And this person was on the 74th floor. He has talked with our WCBS reporter, Marla Diamond. Marla, what a story this man has to tell.
Absolutely. And before I get to that, he is okay. He is fine. We should let you know. But I'm on the Upper West Side in the 80s around Central Park West. And just to describe the scene here, it is quiet. It is almost surreal, a surreal calm. There is a mass exodus of people carrying their briefcases, their suits. They have walked blocks and blocks in their dress clothes and heels. There are no cabs here. There are no buses running. This man on the 74th floor, his name is Walter. He was extremely dazed. He agreed to speak with me just for a few minutes. His cotton suit was soaked with sweat. He walked from one World Trade Center where he works as an engineer to 82nd and Central Park West and gave me this account of the evacuation of the building.
Yes, everybody got out okay. Yeah, there was sort of an impact initially, and then another impact maybe 25, 30 seconds later, and then everybody started running. And so I was one of the, almost a lot of everybody sort of go out at the same time, and we just, you know, walk calmly down, you know, the stairs. And, you know, there was obviously smoke, but it wasn't too bad in the building.
And he is an engineer that works in the building and says, He just can't believe it. The building is this one of the sturdiest ever built. It is made to withstand even a plane crash, a 747 crash, he said to me. And this is a day that he just cannot believe is actually happening.
WCBS reporter Marla Diamond, a statement that many people are saying today. It's hard to believe that this is actually happening, this terrorist attack on the United States, starting here in New York and continuing in Washington. The entire country on full terrorism alert right now. President Bush is on his way back to Washington. He had been in Florida reading to some school children in Sarasota, Florida, when the attacks started on the World Trade Center. The FAA has grounded all aircraft all across the country. Planes in the air had been diverted to Canada, and we are told that at least four planes were hijacked to carry out this attack. American Airlines says two of their flights were hijacked and crashed in today's terrorist attack. One of those planes was American Airlines flight number 11 from Boston to Los Angeles that crashed into the World Trade Center. And United Airlines is also now confirming two of their jetliners crashed, one this morning near Pittsburgh. The company says another of its planes has crashed, but it does not have specific information on that plane available yet.
WCBS News Time 12:26. We have reporter Mike Zirinak standing by at LaGuardia Airport now. Mike, give us the latest.
Yeah, Tony, I'm outside the American Airlines terminal right now in LaGuardia, and people are slowly finding their way out of the airport right now. At one point, literally thousands of passengers and airport workers were evacuated. All the buildings have been evacuated here and making a mass exodus, many with nowhere to go, like this particular passenger.
It's very frightening because they just evacuated the building, and unfortunately, they didn't make an announcement overhead. Everyone just started a mass exodus, and they should have at least warned us. And my idea is to get away as far from the building as possible if that's what they feel like there's a problem.
Yeah, there initially was some panic as people were rushing out, but they seemed to gain some sense of control, and that woman was on her way to Florida. Her flight obviously canceled. She has no idea what to do, where to go next. She's like so many others. Presently, there are several hundred people camped out, literally camped out in the grassy area between the roadways here in front of the American Airlines terminal, just wondering what to do next, waiting for transportation. There's simply not enough buses to take everyone out of here. Many others gathered around radios, in fact, listening to you guys to tell them as to what's happening, what's going on with the latest. A real sense of sadness, confusion, and yes, some anger here at LaGuardia. We're live at LaGuardia Airport. Mike Zirinak, WCBS 880 News.
And at Newark International Airport we go now, and that's where we find WCBS reporter Chris Keating.
Susan, the scene here is much the same as what Mike just reported. Newark Airport, folks, is on lockdown, and it's near impossible to get into these terminals. All three terminals, A, B, and C, have been evacuated. No one's allowed inside, and there are actually guards here with automatic rifles. They're being stationed on the roads leading to those departure areas where generally visitors drive up and pick up passengers. If you have a flight today, forget about it. It's been canceled. Don't even attempt to come here. Make alternate plans. The good news is this. There are buses out of here leaving here. They're taking people pretty much wherever they want to go. Some are stranded here from as far away as Nova Scotia. Some looking for layaways. They don't know where to go, but these buses are helping out, taking people to area hotels as well as Newark Penn Station, where they can get on another bus or perhaps take a train if they need to go to a relative's home or perhaps their own home. Once again, Newark is on lockdown. Don't even attempt to come here. It's almost an eerie scene. It's so silent here. No planes on the ground moving in the air or on the ground. And Newark is emptying out very quickly. Reporting live from the airport, Chris Keating, WCBS 880 News.
Now we're getting reports that the National Guard has been called out to help with whatever might be necessary that authorities feel is necessary in New York City. As we reported a few minutes ago, the Pentagon is sending two warships to U.S. waters. The USS George Washington, the USS John F. Kennedy are steaming this way. WCBS News Time 12:29.
And this, again, is a day that many will never forget, a day the United States has never seen before. A series of attacks, terrorist attacks, that were well coordinated in New York, at the World Trade Center, and then in Washington. The Pentagon, Camp David, also attacked. And the president on his way back to the White House right now, so is the Secretary of State, Colin Powell. He's on his way back to Washington following all of the terrorist acts in New York and Washington, and from his first official visit in South America. The USS George Washington, the USS JFK, has now been ordered by the Pentagon into New York waters. And again, the National Guard has now been called on to help assist in the follow-up to these attacks and the response to these attacks.
It's an almost incredible series of events. In fact, it defies imagination, but the World Trade Center has been leveled. At least four hijacked planes have crashed. Two of them crashed into the World Trade Center, kamikaze style, before the buildings fell to the ground. The World Trade Center not there anymore. Another jet, an American flight from Newark to San Francisco, crashed near Pittsburgh this morning. And as you've been hearing from our reporters, very difficult to get around. Authorities urging everyone who is not in the city to stay out.
All subway service also has been suspended. Inbound Port Authority crossings are closed. Major League Baseball has canceled for the day, and the primary election canceled as well.
Terror strikes the U.S. A special report from WCBS.
CBS News Update. I'm Howard Arenstein.
The stairwell was people backed up to people for as far as you could see down.
That's what it was like getting out of the World Trade Center Twin Towers in Manhattan this morning before they both collapsed. The targets of apparent terrorist attacks by hijacked airliners. Correspondent Cammie McCormick is on the streets of Manhattan.
Most of the downtown office buildings look like they've been evacuated. You can see clusters of people on the sidewalk searching for coworkers and counting the groups to make sure everyone is accounted for. Also, it looks as if they're bringing in all types of vehicles to be used for emergency services. Everything's being pulled into operation at this point.
Another plane hit the Pentagon in Washington, collapsing part of the National Security Headquarters. A fourth plane crashed near Camp David. All of official Washington is locked down. Correspondent Bob Schieffer has a bird's eye view of Washington from Capitol Hill.
I've never seen anything quite like the mood we're seeing right now. This is being taken very seriously, and my guess is that those congressmen who are saying on Capitol Hill, this is another Pearl Harbor. That is exactly a reflection of what the mood of the general public is, at least here in the nation's capital.
Who's to blame? Speculation centers on terrorist ringleader Osama bin Laden, an apparent intelligence failure, and aviation correspondent Bob Orr says airport security systems failed too.
How could presumably terrorists of any sort, hijackers, take over four commercial airline planes all in a very, very compacted period of time? It's an indictment of the Federal Aviation Administration's security system. It's now shutting down the entire aviation system.
CBS News Update. I'm Howard Arenstein.
Heard live here at WCBS 880 as our continuing coverage of the terrorist attacks on the United States continues.
Tom Kaminsky is normally in the chopper, the WCBS 880 chopper, but there is nothing flying over New York City. In fact, over much of the country, maybe the whole country at this point. Tom Kaminsky, give us the latest on the air traffic situation.
Well, at this point, that is absolutely correct. All air traffic around the United States of America has been halted, and the word that we had gotten just shortly after 9 o'clock was that this entire airspace around New York City was, to use the words of the tower, going to be sanitized, and it will be, sterilized was the word that was going to be used. It will be sterilized, meaning that there were very few aircraft actually up at that point when these explosions occurred, and then shortly thereafter, and especially after the second crash occurred into Tower Number 2. I have just gotten off the phone with the folks at New York TRACON, and that is the Terminal Radar Approach Control. That controls all of the aircraft into all of the major airports in our area. And they have told me, and this is a quote from the person that I spoke to, there are U.S. military F-15 aircraft in the air right now with orders to shoot anything in the air that is not authorized to be there. And he finished that conversation by saying, I'd stay right on the ground where you are if I were you, and hung up the phone. But certainly that gives you an indication of what this is going to be like. Now, we do not have any idea how long this complete air traffic stop is going to be. In terms of any activity on the roads in and out of Manhattan, nothing. Everything is shut. Manhattan at this point is sealed off. Subway service limited at best from what we understand. Now, as you get out farther toward the west and to the north, we did at last check, have a closing of the Tappan Zee Bridge as well, trying to get into Westchester County, out of Rockland into Westchester County. But certainly, if you are in a safe place, the advice now...
All right, Tom, we're going to have to ask you to stand by there, and we want to go to the mayor, Mayor Rudy Giuliani, on the phone.
To see what happened there, it makes you very, very angry. It's almost impossible to describe the level of anger that you have that somebody or someone would do something like this. And
sir,
all of the good and wonderful people that were affected by this, there's no reason for this, there's no excuse for this. And there's something like this is just something you never thought you would live to see.
I couldn't agree more, sir. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Brief comments there. We caught it at the tail end there. Mayor Giuliani on CBS2 talking about this being the worst tragedy he's ever seen.
As he said earlier, Susan, when asked about casualties, of course, that's one of the major questions today. How many people have suffered and been the victims of these extraordinary attacks? The mayor's quote was, he did not know, but he had a sickening feeling that it would be in the thousands.
WCBS News Time 12:36, continuing coverage of the terrorist attack on New York and America. Let's go back now just outside City Hall. WCBS reporter Allison Keyes is there, has been talking with the stunned people.
People here are just absolutely devastated. I must tell you, what looks like a couple of hundred of police and firemen just got ready to head into the World Trade Center in hopes of finding some survivors. They're putting on masks and gloves. They're carrying a great deal of water with them. Survivors keep walking by me. They just look absolutely dazed. One police officer, DeVita, said that he was on Broadway trying to save some of...
All right, we want to, sorry about that, Allison, but we want to talk to Mayor Giuliani right now about the situation right now. Mayor Giuliani, I know it is really hard to assess the situation at this point, but how would you characterize it?
I would say this is one of the worst days in the history of the United States. This is a horrible, horrible thing that should not happen, and there's no excuse for it. And right now, we have to focus on all of our energies and all of our attention on saving the maximum number of people possible.
Are you finding survivors?
Yes, of course. Yeah, we're finding many survivors, and we're finding many people that are dead, and I don't have the numbers yet. And we still have thousands of police officers and firefighters down there in jeopardy, as well as lots of other innocent people.
Mayor Giuliani, you said earlier that there was really no warning, that the police chief said he had heard of no warning either of this.
There was absolutely no warning that we know of, and now we're going back and checking, and we still can't come up with a warning. I would like to take advantage of this opportunity to communicate with people, though.
Sure.
To try and get, and if you're in lower Manhattan, just walk north and get above Canal Street and get out of lower Manhattan. The smoke condition is still very dangerous. There is danger of any further collapse, so you should get out of lower Manhattan. And second, it will really help our relief efforts if you get out of lower Manhattan. It will allow us to get ambulances in there and out of there and triage people and move them to area hospitals much easier. The more we can clear out lower Manhattan, the more we're going to participate in helping to save lives right now.
Mayor, we are being told that the National Guard has now been deployed.
Yes, I talked to Governor Pataki about an hour and a half ago, and told him that we would need the National Guard. The governor started organizing them, and they will be deployed to an area in New York City, and then relieve our police officers and our firefighters later in the day. We've also talked to the White House and asked the urban search and rescue teams to send three of them here, and they should be here later today.
Mr. Mayor,
there'll come a point a little later today when our police officers and our firefighters are going to need reinforcements. They're going to need help.
Mr. Mayor, apparently some other form of help is on the way from the Pentagon. We had reports that they're sending two warships here to
the right after the first attack in I believe, before the second, but I believe it was right after the first attack, we communicated with the Defense Department and the White House and asked them to seal off the airspace around New York City. And they did. They did it very quickly because we had gotten reports that other planes were on their way here, and it turned out that they were Air Force planes. So they reacted as quickly as you humanly could react to seal off the airspace around the city of New York. And for that, I really appreciate it.
Mr. Mayor, what should New Yorkers at this point think not only about what has happened, but how this could have happened here and elsewhere in the country?
Well, we're an open country. I mean, we're a democracy. We're an open country. We don't have gates around us. We don't have borders around us. We're a democracy. And I can't begin to understand this at this point. Airplanes flying into the World Trade Center, you know, I don't know how you prevent that unless you surround the United States with missiles. And I mean, I don't know.
And at this point, Mr. Mayor, are you hearing anything about who may have been responsible?
I'm hearing rumors, but I don't have anything confirmed yet, so I'd rather not say anything at this point.
Mr. Mayor,
I'm hearing several rumors, yes.
You're one of the few people, obviously, being the mayor of the city, who can travel around it and have been most lately, or perhaps among the people we've been able to talk to most recently, in Lower Manhattan. You were describing the scene for us before, but from everything we've heard and the pictures we see, it looks like pictures we saw from World War II or from Vietnam or from... Tell us what Lower Manhattan is like.
Lower Manhattan looks like it was bombed during the Second World War. You're absolutely right. It is filled with debris. We were literally right below the World Trade Tower when it collapsed in a building at 75 Barclay Street. We were trapped in the building, myself, the police commissioner, the fire commissioner. There was very bad smoke condition in the building. We tried several exits, finally got out one exit, and then when we got out, the site was impossible to describe. It was the whole area was filled with smoke, and there was debris all over the place. And all we did was we urged people just to. We knew which way north was, and we just walked north and urged people to walk with us to get as far away from the smoke as possible,
and
so
you
that we could
and
redeploy.
You and the police commissioner, the fire commissioner, at that point had no communication or understanding of what had happened?
Oh, yeah, sure. We knew it. No, we actually, the first collapse, we got about, I'd say, a 30-second to one-minute warning of the first collapse. We were alerted that the building might collapse.
Uh-huh.
And that probably helped us get that extra minute. I mean, we still got trapped in the building, but we were able at least to start assessing exits and places to get out. And then the thing I have to say, though, about the people of New York City is I walked with thousands of them, and they conducted themselves in a very sensible, calm, and deliberate way.
What are the days ahead, as far as you can project at this point, Mr. Mayor? What are the days ahead going to be like? I mean, for one thing, New York City is effectively closed right now.
New York City is closed right now. It's going to be closed until further notice, and the rescue effort is going to continue at least for the rest of the day. It may go well beyond that. I should also tell people that there are three sites for blood donations. 153 East 53rd Street, 310 East 67th Street, and 150 Amsterdam Avenue, which is 66th and Amsterdam. The hospitals in New York City and in the surrounding areas are going to need blood, and anyone that can help the Red Cross, we'd really appreciate that.
Mr. Mayor, would you give those locations once again?
153 East 53rd Street, 310 East 67th, and 150 Amsterdam, 66th and Amsterdam.
Mr. Mayor, this is like one of those situations that we have never experienced before. The worst terror, a nightmare scene.
As I was looking up at the World Trade Center when I first arrived there and looked at the tremendous gap in the building and then the second building, it took me a minute at least to really believe that what I saw was correct. And then I saw people jumping from the top of the World Trade Center. It's not in your worst nightmares you couldn't possibly have thought of anything like that.
When you were asked about casualties earlier, Mr. Mayor, you said, of course, there's no way to know at this point, but you were quoted as saying that you have the horrible feeling this is going to be in the thousands. First of all, is that an accurate quote?
I don't know. It is an accurate quote. I probably said that as I was walking along. I don't know what it'll be, and I know we're going to lose. We're going to probably lose a lot of police officers and firefighters as well.
Mr. Mayor, we thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
New Yorkers
and
are
thank you, and thank you for communicating with people. It really helps when to give them, you know, some degree of comfort and confidence.
They should.
We're a democracy, and we'll overcome this.
We appreciate
we're a great country.
We appreciate your comments, Mr. Mayor, and please stay in touch. Not a lot of New Yorkers are counting on you to lead the city through this. Now we have Governor Pataki calling in. And, Governor, we've just been talking with Mayor Giuliani, describing obviously a truly horrific situation. But apparently, at least in terms of recent developments, you've ordered National Guard into New York City. Tell us about that.
Yes, I've been in touch with the mayor and with the White House. We've activated all of our emergency teams from across the state, including our National Guard. We are moving National Guard units into the city to be of assistance to the city police and firefighters. We're going to be moving in emergency teams, whether it's firefighters or EMTs as well. Everything that can be done at this point to focus on saving the lives of those whose lives are still at risk and helping those who have been injured and providing maximum security as we go forward is being done.
Governor, do you have any assessment right now as to just how many lives may have been lost?
I don't want to speculate and try to quantify at this point. The focus has to be on trying to reach those whose lives are still at risk and helping those who might be injured and making sure we have the maximum security provisions possible. And that's what we're doing, working with the city, working with the federal government, and we're going to continue to provide every possible resource to help the people.
Governor, the mayor has just been speaking with us and describing the scene in Lower Manhattan as it looked as if World War II had broken out again and that had been bombed. Lower Manhattan had been bombed.
It's just incredible to see. You look at it, and it's something that you just can't believe is real. But it is. It's a nightmare, but it's a real nightmare, and we've got to deal with it in as effective and professional and compassionate a way as possible, and we're working hard to do that.
How could we have been so vulnerable?
It's just impossible to protect yourself from a terrorist attack of this magnitude. Who would have anticipated hijacked planes going into the towers? But we've done everything we could to prepare, knowing that New York would have been one of the primary targets for an attack upon America, and everything that can be done to respond as quickly as possible now is being done.
Governor, New York City is shut down, in effect. New York State largely also by the fact that all the airports in the country are closed. What are you hearing from officials in Washington or anywhere else about when we can expect a semblance of normalcy?
I don't think we're at a point where we can start speculating when we feel that this risk is over, which is why we have to have the maximum security. Obviously, we've been in touch with the federal officials, their security and terrorism officials, and at this point, we just have to continue to do everything we can to try to make sure that the maximum steps are taken to provide the most security possible. I just don't want to predict when that threat might be over. Right now, we have to deal with the threat and deal with the reality of the terrorism that has affected Lower Manhattan.
The National Guard has been called out. How do you anticipate they will be able to help and respond to this tragedy?
They'll be able to help with everything from security and order to using their specialized equipment and ability to go in to remove debris, to look for people, to try to help. They have excellent capacity and have dealt with tragedies. Of course, none of this magnitude in the past. We're proud of them. We have the best National Guard team in America, and they're going to be out in full strength helping out.
Governor, your message to the people of New York City and New York State at this point?
Our thoughts and prayers are with the people in the towers and their families and loved ones. All of us, certainly I, have a lot of friends who are in the towers this morning, and we just have to say prayers for them and try everything we can to help them, to help reach them and bring them to safety. And the people of New York have gotten through crises in the past. We will get through this in a compassionate and calm way, but reach out to your friends, reach out to your neighbors, say a few prayers, and help us to just have an orderly response to this massive tragedy.
All right, Governor George Pataki, thank you for being with us. Any further developments, please don't hesitate to check in with us.
Thank you.
This is continuing coverage of this day that defies belief in New York City and the nation here on WCBS 880, 1248 now. We have word out of Afghanistan, out of Kabul, that Afghanistan's hardline Taliban rulers condemned the devastating terrorist attacks in New York and Washington and rejected suggestions that Osama bin Laden could be behind them. The Taliban's ambassador to Pakistan, Abdul Salam Zaif, said bin Laden, the Saudi dissident who's been given asylum in that troubled nation, does not have, in his words, does not have the facilities needed to carry out such a well-orchestrated attack. It is premature to level allegations against a person who is not in a position to carry out such attacks, he said. That's the word from the Taliban in Afghanistan. And, of course, we are reminded that when the federal building in Omaha was blown up years ago, there was all that speculation about a terrorist attack, and it turned out to be an American, two Americans, in fact. So perhaps we ought to mute the speculation. There's enough to report on. We don't need to speculate.
And just an addendum to that, as we have been reporting earlier, there have been reports of people dancing in the streets of Palestinian communities in the Middle East celebrating this terrorist attack on New York and Washington. WCBS News Time, 12:50.
Terror strikes the U.S. A special report from WCBS.
CBS News Update. I'm Howard Arenstein. It's being called a modern-day Pearl Harbor. The World Trade Center buildings in New York have collapsed. The Pentagon has been hit by hijacked airliners. The FAA has suspended all flight operations nationwide. Major League Baseball has canceled all games today. The suspicion is this was all coordinated by terrorist leader Osama bin Laden. It started just before 9 a.m. Eastern Time. A plane hit the World Trade Center, then a second one. Correspondent Cammy McCormick is near the towers.
A lot of people are still moving north away from the World Trade Center towers. There is a heavy smell of gas in the air. There have been a lot of reported gas leaks downtown. You see office buildings clearing out. Some tourist buses have been pulling up in front of some of these offices. It's not clear whether these businesses have hired these buses to get their employees out of the center of downtown. But to be honest with you, the people around me were afraid to get on them.
All of federal Washington has been shut down. This is the sound of the White House being evacuated. Correspondent Jim Stewart says there is massive confusion at these surprise attacks.
The government is literally trying to piece itself back together because so many of its vital buildings have been emptied because of the concern here that they too could become a terrorist attack.
President Bush was on a trip to Florida. He was returning home, but his plane has been diverted. Correspondent Mark Noller was on the trip. He's live in Sarasota, Florida.
Howie, the president said that he was going back to Washington when he scrubbed his visit to Sarasota, but in fact, that is not where Air Force One has gone. We have learned that Air Force One has landed at Barksdale Air Force Base at Shreveport, Louisiana. The president will be making another statement there about the tragedy that has befallen the nation. He did make a statement before leaving Sarasota this morning. He said that the full resources of the federal government would conduct a full-scale investigation to hunt down and find those responsible for today's acts. He said terrorism against our nation will not stand.
CBS News Update, I'm Howard Arenstein.
The latest heard live here on WCBS 880 when the president does make his statement. You will hear him here live on WCBS. As you heard Mayor Giuliani saying, he is really urging everyone to leave north, lower Manhattan, head north, get out of that area as soon as you can. And that is what people are doing right now. WCBS reporter Peter Haskell joining us live from Chelsea Piers.
And Susan, all morning we have seen people flooding up from lower Manhattan, just walking along the West Side Highway, that new walkway that is up there, just flooding up. People from World Financial Center who witnessed this whole thing, and here at Chelsea Piers, hundreds have been lining up for ferries along the, for the Spirit Cruises and for the Circle Line that will take them to New Jersey. We spoke to one person who doesn't even know anybody there. He said he just wanted to get off Manhattan Island. Others who live in New Jersey don't know how they're getting home, but they too are just anxious to leave here. On the ferry, we spoke to Doug Brown. He was in the South Tower on the 70th floor when the explosion hit. When that first plane hit, and he talked about what it was like there.
I was on the 70th floor of Two World Trade Center in the conference room on one of the corners, at somewhere between 8:30 and 9, we heard an explosion and then looked out towards Staten Island. So I would have been in the southeast corner of the building with multiple windows, and it looked as though a giant explosion of confetti was bursting out with flame. It was paper, debris, and flame, and we could see it sprinkling down to the buildings between us and to the south of us. There was an announcement that our building was safe within about 5 minutes. People started to go down the steps, and then we stopped going down the steps, and were just told to congregate in the center of the building. I went back to my office to call family and friends to let them know I was okay, and at that point,
what floor are you on at this point?
On the 70th floor, and our building was had an explosion. There was debris in the center of our building, and immediately smoke started filtering into our floor. We then made sure everybody was off of our floor with Morgan Stanley on the 70th floor, and we started to walk downstairs on about the 65th floor or so. A man covered with blood who had started on the 90th floor or so, I stopped to help him and ended up walking downstairs with him. He was severely cut, and it turns out that when we were at triage, his lung had been punctured. He had gotten to about the 78th floor when the second explosion occurred, and the debris was very close to the stairwell, and he was injured by the flying debris.
All right, that's Doug Brown, who is coming down the stairs inside the World Trade Center. He says the stairways were well-lighted. People were pretty much calm, although obviously in a hurry to get out. He helped this man down the stairs. His shirt was completely covered with blood. He was obviously very shaken. He was able to reach family members and tell them that he was okay. And at that point, he just started heading north. He did see that second tower collapse, and people just talking about people running in the streets. And still, you can see it's like light-colored ash still billowing up from the location where those twin towers used to be. And when you look at that, you just get goosebumps on top of goosebumps. Very few words to describe it. Absolutely chilling. And one person talking to her mom on the phone, I ever heard her, she said, I watched the world collapse in front of my eyes today. And probably a lot of people feeling that way. Again, here at Chelsea Piers, folks are getting on ferries to New Jersey, even some folks who have no place to go. They just want to get out of Manhattan. Reporting live from Chelsea Piers, Peter Haskell, WCBS 880 News.
WCBS News Time, 12:56. We want to give you a whole list of school closings in the cities and the suburbs.
And we also want to remind you before we do that, that President Bush is expected to make a statement soon. And as soon as he does, we will bring it to you live on WCBS 880. But there are a lot of children who are in schools or the schools are being closed. And we want to bring you that information right now. In New York City, PS IS89 and PS 234 have been moved to PS 41 on West 11th Street. PS 150 students have been moved to PS 3 at Christopher and Hudson. The Murray Bergtram High School is closed in New York City. High School for Leadership and Public Service is closed. Hunter College classes are closed as well. New York Institute of Technology, just the Manhattan campus is closed. St. Joseph's College in Brooklyn closed as of noon. In Mineola, Queens, all afternoon activities have been canceled. The Temple Israel of Jamaica in Queens afternoon program canceled. Stepping Stone Day School Incorporated in Queens, all afternoon classes canceled. And New York Theology Seminary in Manhattan, there will be no evening classes. The Cine University of New York in Manhattan closing at 1 o'clock this afternoon. The facilities will stay open, though, as a safe haven if needed.
And here's what we have from Long Island. In Nassau County, Nassau Community College has canceled all day and evening classes. At SUNY College at Old Westbury, classes canceled for this afternoon. Then in Lindenhurst, the public schools in Suffolk County there have canceled all after-school activities. In the Deer Park School District in Suffolk County, again, the afternoon activities have been canceled. In the East Islip School District in Suffolk County, after-school activities canceled. There will, however, be child care, the afternoon child care program that will go on. In Commack in Suffolk County, all evening activities canceled. West Babylon, Suffolk County, after-school activities have been shut down. Syosset Central School District in Nassau County, the after-school activities canceled. CW Post and Brentwood campuses of Long Island University classes are being being canceled right now at 1 o'clock. Then we have Plain Edge in Nassau. After school activities canceled except for the Center Island Daycare Program. That will be open. Babylon, Suffolk. After school activities canceled. East Williston, same thing. Freeport Public Schools, same thing. The afternoon activities canceled. And in Woodmere, Hewlett, rather, and Woodmere Public School District, the pre-K through 8th grade children whose parents have not been reached will be kept at the school. All after-school activities have been canceled except for child care.
We're also in the northern suburbs needing to tell you about in Westchester. Lakeland has been canceled. Westchester Business Institute evening classes canceled. South Orangetown, Rockland, all school and evening activities have been canceled. The FEC will stay open, though. And in early dismissals, the Ossining School District in Westchester, all afternoon sports and meetings have been canceled. Nyack, after-school activities canceled. And Somers, Westchester, all afternoon and evening activities have been canceled as well. WCBS News Time. Coming up on 1 o'clock, our continuing coverage of the attacks on New York and Washington, America under terrorist attack. It happened this morning with planes crashing into the World Trade Center buildings. Those two towers have been collapsed. Nothing left of the World Trade Center buildings in New York.
American and United Airlines both confirmed losing two planes each. President Bush, who is expected to make another statement momentarily, calls the Trade Center crashes a terrorist act. Federal buildings in the United Nations have been evacuated.
National Guard troops are being deployed in New York, so are warships.
You're listening to WCBS New York, an Infinity broadcasting station. Your favorite radio station for traffic and weather together, and CBS News.
WCBS News Time, 1 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn. A New York City police official says thousands of people could be dead or injured from the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center. Scott Mezzo was on the 81st floor of one of the Twin Towers when a terrorist flew a plane into the building.
Immediately after the impact, we went out to get to the stairwell. The carpeting on my floor was on fire. There were people screaming from what appeared to be the elevator bank.
Another terrorist plane flew into the other tower within minutes, and not long after, both of the towers collapsed.
And now this from Rockefeller University.
Carol Marine, who was there as the debris rained down, says she's lucky to be alive.
If my respect for fire and police already knew no bounds, given the danger, it now exceeds what I thought it could, because a firefighter threw me into the wall of a building, covered me with his body as the flames approached us.
New York hospitals are overwhelmed by the injured.
Our entire cafeteria at this point has been converted to a triage area. We have wall-to-wall patients.
And all of Lower Manhattan is being evacuated, says CBS News correspondent Pamela McCall.
In some parts of the West Bank.
The nightmare only began in New York, though. A plane was flown into the west wing of the Pentagon, collapsing it and killing some people. Another aircraft went down some distance outside Pittsburgh. And we know of four commercial airliners apparently hijacked for use in the terrorism. They were United Flight 175 out of Boston for Los Angeles, United 93 from Newark to San Francisco, American Flight 77 from Dulles to Los Angeles, and American 11 from Boston to Los Angeles. President Bush was in Florida when it happened, but he did not return there when he left Florida. Tell us where he did go to, if you can, CBS News reporter Tom Foti in Washington.
Chris, the president went to Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana, where he issued a statement just a short time ago saying, and these are his words, freedom itself was attacked. Freedom, he said, will be protected. Adding he has taken all appropriate security precautions to protect Americans and promising that the U.S. would hunt down and punish those responsible. Meanwhile, Vice President Cheney under tight guard here, a part of the Pentagon, continues to burn. Area hospitals on high emergency alert and a lot of other government and private buildings evacuated.
This is the sound and the scene of controlled panic and pandemonium around the White House. Secret Service and Washington police have now extended the cordon to about four blocks around the White House. That is a closed-off cordon. Downtown Washington, near the White House, is very much of a ghost town. Many people have fled both the government and private office buildings. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Washington.
And that's Tom Foti and Peter Mayer with the latest from Washington. Repeating now, President Bush is at an Air Force base in Louisiana, and he says a democracy itself was attacked today. This is CBS News.
In-
Increase your chance of getting back to nature by 30% when you take Amtrak to Glacier Park, the Rockies, Yosemite, or 500 other destinations. It's our 30% off fall sale. Call your travel agent or 1-800-USA-RAIL or go to Amtrak.com. Offer valid for 30% off the best available full adult fare. Blackout dates and other restrictions apply.
It wasn't much of a car accident. Still, there's a family that may have a hard time getting to soccer practice or on that vacation they'd planned. Fortunately, they have a State Farm agent and the help of the world's largest claims network. And no one has more experts handling more claims quickly and fairly. That's our good neighbor promise. So they'll be back on the road a lot sooner than they thought.
Terror strikes the U.S. A special report from WCBS.
A day the United States has never seen anything like it before. This is September 11th, WCBS News Time 104, a series of attacks by terrorists, coordinated attacks that began in New York City at the World Trade Center Twin Towers, bringing those towers down to the ground. There is nothing left. Mayor of New York, Mayor Giuliani, telling us here at WCBS that there are no doubt many people who have lost their lives in the collapse of those two buildings. The terrorist attacks continuing in Washington. We are awaiting a statement from President Bush on these attacks, and it's coming up shortly.
We have the National Guard called into service for New York City. We have two Pentagon warships heading to New York City to lend their help. Mayor Giuliani also telling us here on WCBS 880 radio that New Yorkers are resilient. We have gotten through tragedy and disaster before. We will get through this. In terms of casualties, the mayor also saying that at least 50 and perhaps as many as 100 area hospitals will be pressed into service to deal with the casualties of these amazing attacks. We have WCBS reporter Sean Adams standing by in Lower Manhattan. Sean?
And it really is starting to sink in for many people. It is a surreal sight when you look up at Lower Manhattan and that familiar sight of the Twin Towers. It is no more. The Twin Towers are gone. There is no other way to say it. And they are replaced by a tower of black, ominous smoke. And that is the lingering reminder right now of this most nefarious act. Lower Manhattan is littered with debris. It is enveloped in dust and smoke. Clouds swirl off ambulances as they race up to hospitals uptown. Downtown is overwhelmed with emergency workers. They're doing their best in triage units. They are trying to keep people and spectators from coming downtown. They're pushing people north. William Rodriguez works in one of the towers, and he does maintenance, and he was pushed into service as a rescuer.
I got out just before the building collapsed, seconds, and there were still people there. There were still firemen. I'm talking about the 33rd floor, 34th floor, 38, 39, and 22nd. We were taking out some people that were on a wheelchair and a lady that had a like a heart attack.
And both of those towers crumbled with thunderous roars. They fell like a house of cards. People ran to escape the tsunami of smoke and debris that barreled up Broadway. And right now, cell phones are out. They don't work. People are desperately trying to get a hold of loved ones to tell them that they are okay. People are also trying to find a way home. Live on Hudson Street and J Street in Lower Manhattan, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.
WCBS News Time 106, and we're getting more information now on the attack on the Pentagon today.
Now word from Washington that there are casualties and fatalities at the Pentagon. America's military seat of power took a direct hit from a plane which crashed into one side of that five-sided structure. Pentagon spokesman Glenn Flood says there are, quote, extensive casualties and an unknown number of fatalities. A television station in Washington, WUSA, is also quoting a Navy public affairs spokesman as saying there are dead inside the Pentagon. The Pentagon was hit a short time after the attack began on the World Trade Center in New York City, and AP reporter Dave Winslow saw the crash at the Pentagon. He saw a large airliner plow right into the building across from Washington, D.C. in Arlington, Virginia. America's military seat of power not only hit by by an apparent terrorist attack, a plane crashing into one side of it. But now reports from several sources that there are obviously casualties, but an unknown number of fatalities. 108 WCBS 880 News Time.
Well, the president again saying that, vowing that terrorism against the United States will not stand. He is expected to make a statement shortly, and we are expecting to bring that to you live right here on WCBS 880. The president originally was to return to Washington, but decided instead to go to Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana. We're expecting the president momentarily, and we want to get to that. But first, let's go over to Peter Haskell, who is at the Chelsea Piers. And Peter, what's the situation where you are now?
Susan, we've been watching for some time now as folks have been lining up and just piling up.
I apologize for that. We're going to have to interrupt you now and go to President Bush.
ABC's Ann Compton.
All right, we're having a little bit of trouble with that. Let's see if we can bring up President Bush right now over here.
Well, obviously we're having...
We're having some technical difficulties right now trying to bring you President Bush. So let's go back to Peter Haskell. Peter, if you're still there, Peter Haskell's at Chelsea Piers, where folks have been trying to get out of the area.
And Susan, there folks have been lining up. Spirit of New York Cruises and the Circle Line have been running ferries over to New Jersey. Folks who don't live anywhere near Weehawken just jumping on ferries. They want to get off Manhattan Island. We spoke to someone who doesn't know anybody in New Jersey, but he lived downtown. He felt the explosion. He left his building and just started walking uptown. There were many who were standing here at Chelsea Pier with a straight shot down the West Side Highway. You could see the fire burning and the flames coming out of the tower. Then that explosion and just a column of smoke rising in the sky. 2 hours later, still there is just a chalky, ashy kind of smoke that is still rising, be it debris or from flames, but that column is still rising. Folks shaken, just unable to speak clearly about what happened. Joanna White was actually driving on the West Side Highway when the whole thing unfolded.
Just as I hung up the phone from talking to my boss, debris started falling in front of my
car. Peter, we are going to interrupt you right now and go to President Bush. We've now reestablished our communication.
I want to reassure the American people that the full resources of the federal government are working to assist local authorities to save lives and to help the victims of these attacks. Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts. I've been in regular contact with the Vice President, Secretary of Defense, the National Security Team, and my cabinet. We have taken all appropriate security precautions to protect the American people. Our military at home and around the world is on high alert status, and we have taken the necessary security precautions to continue the functions of your government. We have been in touch with the leaders of Congress and with world leaders to assure them that we will do whatever is necessary to protect America and Americans. I ask the American people to join me in saying a thanks for all the folks who have been fighting hard to rescue our fellow citizens, and to join me in saying a prayer for the victims and their families. The resolve of our great nation is being tested. But make no mistake, we will show the world that we will pass this test. God bless.
The statement there live, President Bush. Actually, it was on tape, a videotape message from President Bush. Again, he did not return to the White House because of the attacks in the Washington, D.C. area on the Pentagon. He is instead at Barksdale.
Vehicles.
reports will start sending out their notices to owners next week. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 3, the Nasdaq 7. This is CBS News. Agonizing days. Don't let the stress of heavy credit card debt ruin your life or the ability for you to get a good job. Take action. Call Debt Relief of America. They are professional, proven debt negotiators that work for you to get credit card companies to eliminate 50 to 60% of your credit card debt. Credit card companies make it hard for the average American to get out of debt. High interest rates and late fees keep you in a never-ending cycle of debt. Debt Relief of America helps you break free by wiping out up to 60% of your credit card debt using secret programs most credit card companies don't want you to know about.
I was very upset with no way of knowing how I was going to get out. My creditors and cut my debt in half.
Call now for your free debt relief consultation. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. Call 800-732-7092. 800-732-7092. One call can literally save you thousands of dollars. Not available in all states. 800-732-7092. 800-732-7092.
degrees. We have sunshine right now. The expected high, 100. We do have an excessive heat warning in effect for the entire tri-state, with the heat index likely to reach 110 in some spots. WCBS News time, 12:04. There is an urgent appeal going out from Con Edison this afternoon. Do not use any more electricity than you absolutely have to, especially if you live on the east side of Manhattan. WCBS reporter Sean Adams says the problem is underground. There's smoke brewing under the street.
I'm standing next to an FDNY pumper truck right now. It has a hose in a manhole and then another stream of high-powered water cascading from above. Because of this manhole fire, the chief medical examiner's office has no power. It's on a backup generator. Con Ed is using this as an example. It's asking customers to conserve, because if everybody keeps sucking up the juice, there will be more underground fires and potentially more power outages.
The affected area is from 5th Avenue all the way to the East River and from 40th Street down to 14th. Because of the problem, Moody College has canceled all classes today, including evening classes, and tomorrow's summer camp at the Moody Vertical Campus has also been canceled. For more information, you can log on to our website, WCBS880.com. WCBS News Time, 12:05. Well, let's go live now to WCBS reporter John Metaxas, who's at Yankee Stadium. I can't believe people are actually going to sit through a game this afternoon, John.
That's right, Miss Jeff. Well, plenty of tank tops and shorts in evidence as the fans stream in for this game. And they'll need it, facing an expected heat index of 110 in the stadium with so many people packed in close to each other. Now, some people are cooling themselves off with a couple of cold ones at the local watering hole, but no one came as prepared as one's father and son, Edward and 10-year-old Matthew Gore of Pinellas, New Jersey. They came with cold packs around their necks that they'd kept in the freezer for 24 hours, towels under their hats that they plan to ice down before the game, and frozen water bottles to drink. They'll need it. They'll be sitting in the sun in the right field box seat. They'll have a close view of one of the new Yankees, Bobby Abreu, and they'll be drinking plenty of fluids to make it through the game. That's good advice for everyone. Make sure you bring something to drink. Reporting live outside Yankee Stadium, John Metaxas, WCBS 880 News.
WCBS News Time, 12:07.
This just into the WCBS Newsroom.
This is Fran Schneider in Connecticut, where Connecticut Light and Power now says it will take some 5,000 customers in the downtown area of Stamford offline to protect the integrity of the power grid in that city. Now, this is the latest as the utility fights to repair the damage that was caused by two feeder lines which went down yesterday because of the high demand. So again, now these 5,000 customers are located in the downtown area of Stamford, mainly businesses. They will be offline this afternoon. What CLMP cannot say right now is when power will be restored to these customers, but we will keep you posted. Reporting live, Fran Schneider, WCBS 880 News.
You have to imagine, Fran, that those people will probably be sent home, because who can work in this heat with no air conditioning inside?
And the elevators are a problem. You know, that's the big question. Will they be able to get down, or will they have to walk?
All right. Thank you for letting us
know first, WCBS Connecticut Bureau Chief Fran Schneider. WCBS New Time, 12:08. Let's check traffic and weather together on the 8th. To the roads we go first, Lou Adams.
It's going to be a very tough trip to Yankee Stadium, I'm afraid. There is a truck fire on the eastbound Cross Bronx at Jerome Avenue. All lanes are closed, and you know what that's doing? That's backed up the George Washington Bridge on both levels, especially the upper deck, and the delays into the tolls are pushing the one-hour mark already to the upper level. Lower level will be a bit better, emphasis on a bit. But unfortunately, once you get out onto that Cross Bronx, it's going to be a crawl onto the Major Deegan and down to the stadium. The Deegan itself, not too bad on the southbound side down to the ballpark. Northbound heavy from the park up toward the Cross Bronx with construction underneath the apartments. Northbound Harlem River Drive, you have construction and an accident being cleared just before the GW. Westbound Cross Bronx jam from the Bruckner out to the George Washington Bridge. Northbound FDR Drive, watch for delays from the 60s up into the 80s. Southbound is heavy through that area as well. Moving over to North Jersey, Route 80 closed both directions out by the Pennsylvania line. The shoulder is all you get both ways because of an overturned garbage truck. And the Rockland-bound Tap and See, watch for delays because of pothole repair. This report sponsored by the New York Red Bulls versus FC Barcelona. It's the soccer showdown of the year when Ronaldinho and FC Barcelona face the New York Red Bulls at Giant Stadium. Saturday, August 12th at 7:30. For tickets, call 877-RB-SOCCER. Our next traffic update in less than 10 minutes on WCBS.
All right, everyone's wondering, how hot will it get today? Pinpoint meteorologist Bob Larson knows.
Indeed, it's another day of intense heat and humidity across the area. Day three of the extreme heat, but as we've been saying, it looks to be a three-day season. Relief on the way starting tomorrow. To help us today is sunshine, taking us up to between 95 and 100 across the area.